James chapter 3. My brothers, don't be many masters, knowing that we'll receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man doesn't offend in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. See, we put bits in the horses' mouths, so they'll obey us, and we turn around their whole bodies. Look also at the ships, which though they're so large, and are driven by fierce winds, yet they're turned around by a very small helm wherever the captain wants. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a matter a little fire kindles? And the tongue is a fire, a world of sin. So is the tongue among our members, that it makes dirty the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of animals and of birds and of snakes and of things in the sea gets tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless God the Father, and with it we curse men who are made after the likeness of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be. Does a fountain send out at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brothers, produce olive berries, or a vine figs? So no fountain can yield both salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man possessing knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good lifestyle his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, don't glory and don't lie against the truth. This wisdom doesn't descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle and easy to be reasoned with, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is planted in peace by those who make peace.